From Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights, California, this is day 22 of the Red Letter Challenge.
Welcome to day 22 of the Red Letter Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott. We are on the third day of the serving week of the challenge, and it's already proven to be quite challenging. Today, Jesus' red letter words come from the gospel according to Luke. And Jesus says, when you give a dinner, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, etc. Invite the other, Jesus says. Invite those who can't repay your invitation. Invite those who can't reciprocate. Invite those who can't, because of your generosity, respond by giving you a position of privilege or power or giving you access to the things that they have. Don't invite the people who can scratch your back for having scratched their back. Invite those who don't have the ability to reciprocate, those who have nothing to offer in return. And in doing so, you are doing something selfless. Too often we wonder how we will be thanked, how we will be acknowledged for the things that we do, that we do in a seemingly selfless way. We wait for the thank you note. We worry about what a person will do with what we have given them out of our selfless generosity. We worry about giving money to somebody who might use those dollars for alcohol. We worry that if we give somebody toys at Christmas, that they'll go and return those toys and use that money for something else. Maybe they're using that money to buy their children's shoes or a jacket instead of the basketball or video game that we had given. Sure, maybe they're going to use that money to buy alcohol. But we give, and we give selflessly. We give without any strings attached. For that is how Jesus is given to us. One of the stories that's told in today's reflection is the story of Jesus washing the disciples' feet. Jesus washed the feet of Judas. I preached about it a couple weeks ago. He washed the feet of Judas, knowing that he would betray him. No strings attached. He didn't say, Judas, I'm going to wash your feet, but I want you to remember this when you betray me, how nice I was to you. He just loved and served him because he loved him, because it was a selfless, generous offer gift to him, expecting nothing in return. It's challenging, to be sure. But if we want to be followers of Jesus Christ, if we want to emulate Jesus Christ, if we want to have the same mind in us that is in Jesus Christ, who lowered himself, who gave himself, who became like a servant for us, we need to become like servants to those around us. Sure, yesterday I talked about how this fits into our mission statement, and it does. We serve not expecting that those people will show up and worship, not expecting that they will give to the church. I mean, our hope, our desire, it would be wonderful if those people responded to our loving and serving them by loving and serving others. We talk about wanting the world to change, and I think that's a change the world needs. For us to begin to think of the other, think of the needs and the interests of others without expecting anything in return, in the hope that through that loving gesture, they might experience a little bit of the love and grace of Jesus Christ, and they too might respond in a similar way. So let us love and serve our neighbors without expectation of anything in return, in response to the love and great and life-giving love, the gracious gift that we've received from God through Christ Jesus our Lord. I'll see you tomorrow on the challenge.